All right, what's up there, Spaceship Earth, Star Tribe? Thanks for tuning in once again. We are joined today with Mr. Britt Edwards, and we're going to talk about some really important topics. Britt is joining us from Georgia. Britt, how's it going today?
It's fantastic today. The weather's kind of like, eh, but I'm fantastic. So, really excited and just bring the significance of what it's all about to people in a simple way.
Awesome. So this video is going to be about a webinar that's coming up and also some courses that Britt is going to be offering. So we're super excited for that. And we're going to go just into some really like basic questions that I know a lot of you out there have thought before. I've thought it myself and started a real intro level to some complicated stuff. So on today's interview, I want to just go over the sort of like what do we need to learn this for? How is it going to help us? And then going on in the webinar, which is going to be coming up in May, check the description below. We're going to have a link there. You can check out quantumcollective.world. It has the information. And you can register for Britt's webinar. And also, it will be included with our star sister, Laura Eisenhower, who's going to be on there as well. Avatar Ananda, and also Ariana Bolt. So you're going to be able to join all four of them on a webinar coming up in May. Just check the link below for the information. And it is going to be super, super awesome and also super, super basic so we all can get those building blocks and really learn the mechanics behind a lot of this stuff we hear about. So we're going to jump into it. And Britt, if you could just give us like a quick little background on how you first got into organic ascension, ascension mechanics. Like, what got you into that? What was the first thing that sparked you to go into that field to learn about it?
Well, I think my journey started off similar to a lot of people's. I consumed some mycelium mushrooms that show me things in my reality, in my physical bubble, of things that I have not seen before. The grass rearranging itself, the just geometry, a pattern on everything, and the sky rearranging itself in a flower of life hexagon pattern. And, you know, for me, when I see something, I want to know what it is, where it came from, how it came to be. And I just want to know, why am I seeing what I'm seeing and what am I seeing? So then I started diving. If I'm being shown geometry and patterns,
true that,
I want to know what geometry and patterns are. So I just dove off in there, jumbo Melchizedek's Merkaba activation, because I started reading his book, you know, The Flower of Life, but then I came to the Merkaba activation part. So then that got me into the energetic body part of like sacred geometry applied to the body and its energy field. And I was reading through his 8:17 in one breath, which is 18 breaths, 7 seconds in, 7 seconds out, alternating fingers. And then you had this special breath at the end. And I, for 2 to 3 months, I tried to do it, but I just could never bring myself to do it. And the day that I decided I was going to do it, one of my friends online on Instagram, Starfire, he actually told me, Starfire, like, before I do it. Yeah, Starfire. He hooked me up. He's the one that gave me on. He says, before you do this, you need to read this file, Spirals of Creation. So I read it in a day, and then it literally showed me. They have a whole page on the deception of that Merkaba activation that I was about to do, like, mathematically, like, what's wrong with it. And wow. So from then on out, I said, hey, you got more of this? And he gave me all of Kelontics, all the videos, PDS workshops. And I was homeless, living in a tent then, so I had nothing else better to do once I got off from working as a welder during the day. And I would just read all night. And that's how I came into it. And it answered all my questions of what I've seen in my trips. And it gave me further, way more advanced, the most advanced mechanics and activations of Merkaba. And yeah, opened my world up. And it's been my life ever since.
Amazing. It's amazing that at some points in our life, when we get dropped down to such humbleness, the real abundance comes in. Because we were homeless like 8 months ago, living on, you know, out of the car on the concrete. And, you know, it drops you down to this humbleness. And when you're that humble, the true blessings come in. And to you, it was Kelontic science. It was sacred geometry. 100%. It was that is the wealth that you got out of that being humbleness, just like the wealth that we got. So that's a beautiful, beautiful story.
Well, thank I was in that. A position to be able to take the time. I was in a position to have the time and the means and the environment that would nurture my experience of reading it and going through it. And I had the prerequisite experiences of the holographic universe and, you know, the different intangible levels of reality. It was just in a perfect incubation disc. So when I was given Helontics, you know, I had no excuse to tear it up and just devour it every day because I was in the position to do so. And nobody told me to, nobody encouraged me to. I was just doing it because I had to do it. And now I teach classes on it. So I just went a little further ahead of everybody so I could be a lighthouse. So when they get to that point of coming into that, I could be help them direct the certain place, save them time, and just give it to them. Just turn years into days, hours. And that's really
that's,
what I have.
That's how our higher selves work, right? They put us exactly the right positions at the right time to get the maximum benefit for that lesson that we are now learning in life. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful, amazing thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. So let's jump into it. I know the first topic you're going to go over is the basics of Helontics, the basic of Helontics, right? And when people hear that, you know, just like break it down simply, like what is Helontics science? Like, why is that important for someone like me or listeners out there to learn?
So Helontics science is a broad term for a spiritual science that covers, is based on a 15-dimensional holographic plasma crystalline time matrix. It teaches the science of reincarnation, simultaneous reincarnation, parallel universes, antiparticle universe, different densities, 15 chakras. It shows you this invisible air all around you has a grid formation to it. And that grid is made of crystals or sparks that phase and expand and contract to create all life, the illusion of life, the movement of it. Explains what process does the hologram run on. We all know that, most of us know this, a simulation, a hologram, we're multidimensional, but this gives you the science behind how it is holographic, mm-hmm. how it is multidimensional, what dimensions are, how they're correlated to each other, what your Merkava is, the different levels of your Merkava, the different levels of your anatomy, what eternal life geometry is, what the planetary Merkaba field is, what shielding is, where aliens come from, what they're doing. It gives you basically the side of the story that really anybody I know that's a truth seeker that wants to know the truth about life, this is the side that we are not given in any other spiritual paradigm, any other religious belief, or any other just, I don't know, woke spiritual information guru person. This is that, basically, this is the science that Yeshua taught. You know, that when he come in and he was teaching, most people don't really realize, like, do you think the Romans wanted to kill Jesus because he was healing people, going around healing people? Or would it be more of an inclination to kill somebody who was teaching people how to heal themselves? Yes. And how to activate their own level of Christ consciousness. So most people don't realize, oh, he started teaching at 12. What? Nobody that I know asks, what was he teaching? They're always focused on what he did, the miracles he did, and why he was doing the miracles. But nobody talks about what those teachings conveyed and embodied to be able to produce in those miracles. It's this, it's the eternal life, spiritual mechanics that all of your anatomies, you know, all levels of yourself, you're not just a physical body. You have etheric bodies that nest inside of each other in a fractal way from your physical to your highest level, which in Helontics is known as a Rishi, you know, and then underneath that is your avatar, and then underneath that, Shrover soul, and then your soul. So people talk about soul. Well, you have things higher than that. And Helontics gives you the blueprint framework of how they're connected to each other and how would you go about connecting yourself, your ego, to your I am, you know what I'm saying? And what I am is. And so it's the science that everybody's really looking for, but nobody has the time to look through.
So let me ask this, Britt, if I'm a new awakened starseed and I'm wanting to learn how dimensions work. How does my Mercado work? What's the mechanics behind it? How do my chakra systems work? What's the mechanics behind them? What's the science behind it? Helontics is basically the scientific methods and the know-hows of how these energy systems work, how they come together, how they function, you know, with each other, and the mechanics of how they work with everything else around us in our quantum field.
And the right? framework, it's the actual blueprint and framework of it. Gives you the actual diagrams. It gives you actual structure shapes, that it's not just shapes. It's actually depictions or that are of the field around the body. So when you see a tree of life, do you think of, oh, this is actually a holographic symbol code field around my body? You know, that's actually how it works. It gives you the framework of the body, inside the body, outside the body, and how the shapes and symbols and codes correspond and connect to that. What consciousness is, how is it structured, what sacred geometry is, and the how to, the what, the when, and the how, why. But disclaimer, it is not the full truth, the only truth, and the truth. It is just the most intricate, detailed, in-depth, information-packed, and advanced information that I've come across, a paradigm. Has the most files, the most videos, the most diagrams of anything. It's very, very, very vast. Hundreds, maybe thousands of diagrams, thousands of pages, hundreds of hours of this lady talking on this science.
So you said something really important. You said that this is the teachings of Jeshua. This is what Jeshua taught. Yeah. So if
that's a bold claim, but yes.
If I'm a newly awakened starseed, you know, indigo, and I came to this and I'm watching this video right now sitting at home, you know, my first question is, so if I learn Helontic science, how is that going to help me in my awakening? What is that going to do for me as a starseed?
Gotcha. So basically, all this information and this science is not a belief system for you to give power to and believe in for it to do something for you. It is the structural framework and the ingredients for you to unlock your own level of higher anatomy, your own level of higher soul identity, your own Christos avatar station of consciousness that is in your field, in your morphogenetic field at a specific location. And it shows you where it's at and how to get to it, and then what it could do for you. It activates higher strands of DNA. Well, those higher strands of DNA correspond to higher dimensions. Those higher dimensions are at a higher frequency. So that shows you how you raise your vibration and oscillation, what that means, the colors, the numbers, the shapes, and the sounds that are all the ingredients for you to use to connect to you so you could become your own guru, your own teacher, your own preacher, your own Google, your own maps, everything. That's it. It's to you to empower yourself to remember this level of your being and identity that you have been disconnected from. So it's not for you to believe in something else outside of yourself. This is not for you to channel any entity. It's for you to reverse engineer back to where you came from and back to who you really are at the highest, most integrated, expanded level, your higher self. So that's what it is. It's the frame, and it's not the full picture. It's not all the answers. It's not all the framework. It's not all the techniques. It is just the foundation. And then from that foundation, you build your own walls, you decorate your own interior, you put the furniture in there, you fill the water and run it with electricity. This is just the foundation of your spiritual journey. It's not the end, it's just the beginning. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, Star Brother, I am super excited for your webinar. I'm going to be learning a lot myself, and I know everyone watching this as well. So register at the link below. Check out quantumcollective.world. You can get the information there. You can register for this webinar. It's coming up in May. The dates, information is there. Thank you, Star Brother Britt Edwards. And we'll see you on the webinar. We'll see you soon. Blessings.
Awesome. Peace, love.